From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is proposing new immigration reforms and cutting taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office, should he win the presidency in next month's election. Speaking to supporters in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania Saturday, Trump also commented on the nearly dozen women who have come forward to accuse him of sexual assault.
The events never happened. Never. All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
Trump's threat of legal action against the woman came on the same day an adult film actress says Trump sexually assaulted her a decade ago in a hotel suite. Jessica Drake spoke to reporters in California.
In the penthouse suite, I met Donald again. When we entered the room, he grabbed each of us tightly in a hug and kissed each one of us without asking permission. He was wearing pajamas. A bodyguard was also present.
So far, no word from Trump's campaign on the latest accuser, but he has previously said the women claiming he sexually assaulted them are lying. Trump says the Clinton campaign is behind the women coming forward right now. Meantime, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton also campaigned in Pennsylvania Saturday, making a pitch for Republican voters who were put off by the party's candidate. Political surveys and public opinion polls continue to show Trump trailing Clinton, both nationwide, in almost all key battleground states. This is VOA News. Fighting in Yemen with government forces and their Saudi-led allies battling Houthi rebels backed by Iran raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border. Despite a 72-hour ceasefire set to end late Saturday, witnesses reported that the Saudi-led coalition airstrikes on the Houthi missile launchers east of the capital, Sana'a. All parties had agreed to honor the United Nations-backed truce, that is, set to end at midnight, as a means to allow critically needed supplies to reach civilians cut off from outside help. Authorities in Haiti are trying to recapture dozens of prison escapees. Authorities say as many as 174 inmates fled the prison north of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, Saturday after killing a guard and stealing weapons. At least 11 inmates have been recaptured. The U.S. Embassy in Haiti is urging its citizens to avoid the area where the prison is located. U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Raad al-Hussein says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of Eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions. He is calling for the 47-member U.N. Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
High Commissioner Zayd says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
American telecommunications company AT&T announced Saturday it is buying Time Warner for $85.4 billion. Time Warner's portfolio includes HBO, CNN, and Warner Brothers Film Studio, which produces the Batman and Harry Potter films franchises. The stock and cash transaction must be approved by Time Warner shareholders and reviewed by U.S. antitrust regulators. Somali pirates Saturday released 26 sailors who were captured during a ship hijacking nearly 5 years ago, bringing to an end one of the longest-running hostage-taking cases in the country. For details and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.